Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Hey, it is Friday, and that means Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine is in. They know what to do on account of the is City View. He's got stuff going on in the metro this weekend into next week, and it is Friday. And it's, by the way, with all the impeachment things and the upcoming caucuses and all of that other stuff that's going on, it's nice just to sit back and go, yeah, let's have some fun already.
Amen.
Are you into that?
I'm on board,
yeah.
Especially, you know, there's one thing that knocks all that off the front pages, and that is the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl! Yeah.
Who are you rooting for?
Yeah, Mahomes.
Yeah.
I'm going Mahomes.
Me too.
Are you?
Love him.
Yeah. He's just such a class guy.
Yeah.
And he's fun to watch. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when he was picked up by the Chiefs, I thought, who is this guy?
Yeah.
But his dad was a professional baseball player.
Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
So, his card.
You got his card?
Had it. I'm sure I probably still do. Talked to my parents.
So who did he play for?
I think it was the White Sox. My memory from the 1987. I've got this image of it. Could be wrong. I mean, he was probably a journeyman. Wow. He wasn't like an all-star.
Right. But he still make the bigs.
He was good, yeah.
You know, if you make the bigs, you got to be somebody.
Be good. Right.
Did Patrick Mahomes have baseball
too?
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah, of course.
I'm not sure when he gave it up. I think post high school.
But. Yeah, there you go. Big game. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, I lost it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually I'm all geared up for this, but we don't go anywhere. We don't go. We used to go to friends' places and all that kind of stuff, but we don't do that anymore.
Right.
So it's just kind of like a home front thing. And so I kind of lost track that it's this weekend.
Mm-hmm. It's a big one.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a good game. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, somebody told me, and maybe you know this because I don't follow sports that much, but is this like a remake of one of the early games, Chiefs versus 49ers in a Super Bowl? I was told
that. I don't think so.
No? Okay.
No, I don't think they've ever played. The Chiefs have only been in a Super Bowl twice, I think.
Okay.
They lost to the Packers in Super Bowl I.
All right. There you go.
And I think they won Super Bowl IV, but I can't think of who they beat. Oh, I think...
Huh?
I can't remember who they beat.
Okay, all right.
So it's been like 50 years for the Chiefs.
It's amazing.
It's a long time.
Good times. All right, yeah. So when is that, by the way? Sunday. Yeah, all right. Cool. I'm in. Have you seen...
Favorite Super Bowl?
Huh?
What was your first Super Bowl you remember watching?
Oh, I don't know. Probably the one before the original one. You know, I've been around so long. Have you seen any of the Super Bowl ads?
I have not.
I have not either. My bride says, Georgie says, it really ticks me off that they show these things via social media before the Super Bowl. I like to watch it during the Super Bowl. I said, well, then don't
watch them.
Don't watch them. Yeah. Can't help it. Okay, never mind. All right. Other than the Super Bowl, is anything else happening?
Few things.
All right. I imagine that there are. Yeah.
Few things. Live studio audience.
Live studio audience. Always. You know, just...
Tea and Talk at Terrace Hill.
Tea and Talk at Terrace Hill.
Saturday.
The alliteration is wonderful.
Every Saturday this month, starting this weekend at 2 p.m.
Jeez.
There will
be a
distinguished speaker speaking about the history of various things in Iowa.
Yeah.
Specifically to Terrace Hill, I think.
All right.
No, not always Terrace Hill. But anyway, this week is Kit Coran talking about Salisbury House and Gardens.
Oh. They've been in the news recently. There was some changes in management there.
Yeah, I think they...
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the changes were, but I think I did see that press release.
Yeah, and there was like books were sold that they had a library.
Yeah, I read about that a while back. Yeah, they sold
Salisbury House collection,
which is a pretty large collection, an impressive collection.
Yeah,
and they sold it to
Grinnell
College. Yeah.
Wow.
Which apparently is frowned on in the museum industry.
Apparently,
but
they needed cash.
From what I understood, they had to raise cash.
Right.
But they'll never get the books back.
I think they found a good home for it.
There you go. All right.
Salisbury House.
Yeah.
Tea and talk.
Tea and talk. And afterwards, there'll be tea. There'll be
talk.
Tidbits to
More
eat.
More talk. Tidbits.
And, yeah, it should be a good time.
Yeah. All right.
And I just interviewed and wrote a story about one of the speakers for City View in this upcoming issue. That's in, very interesting to talk to. So I'm sure this will be a good series. All weekend, Come From Away.
I heard about this just yesterday. A friend of mine said, if you can go to this because it is amazing. Something about 9/11, yeah?
Yeah, 9/11, the world stopped. On 9/12, their stories moved us all. Critics are raving about Broadway's Come Away From, which is kind of an odd title.
Yeah.
Basically, the story is, all the planes were grounded on that day. And there was one place in particular in Newfoundland
where there was just hundreds
of people
grounded
from all over the world because it's, they're all stuck.
Right. And
they're stuck with each other and they kind of got to figure it out.
From what I understand, in a town of like 10,000 people, there were 12,000 folks that landed there. Some crazy number like that.
7,000 stranded passengers.
Yeah, wow. Interesting. Yeah. So it's at the Playhouse?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Civic Center, sorry.
It is Civic Center, sorry. Okay.
So that'll be going on all weekend. Saturday at the State Fairgrounds.
What?
This one's right up your
alley. Oh, wait. I know.
Yeah. Yeah?
Is it the Beef Expo?
No.
Oh, shoot.
Is there a Beef Expo going on?
There is a Beef Expo. It is in February, so I... What's going on at the fairgrounds?
Hairball.
Hairball. Oh, really?
What do you think that is?
Well, Hairball's a musical group.
A bombastic celebration of arena rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, they play, the retro. It's like the big hair band.
Saw them.
Yeah.
And my bride really likes them. She saw them on Ragbri a couple of years
ago.
Yeah. Hairball. Big deal. Where are they playing at?
This is Fairgrounds.
I know. Outside?
At the Jacobson's.
Center. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
Should be good. If you like that sort of thing. Kiss, Motley Crue, Queen, Journey, Aerosmith.
I mean, they got the Band moves Hammond. Down. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Sunday, if you're not into the Super Bowl.
What?
If you're not into football.
Come on.
Actually, this is before the game, so you have time to do both. Clive Public Library is opening an art gallery. A little mini area for local artists. So the first artists will have their opening and be on display this Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Clive Library. Guy's name is Justin Young.
Go see it.
It's kind of neat.
Yeah, it is. See, that's the cool thing about libraries. They can be so hyper local with so many things. It's very cool.
I love libraries.
I do too. And back in the day, 100 years ago now, when the internets happened, I was going, nobody's going to go to the library anymore. Now they're more popular than ever.
Yeah.
A lot of people go. It's good stuff.
Yep. Also, Sunday, Smash Park is going to host second annual Super Bags Tournament.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Play bags?
I have played bags, yes.
How are you?
Not good.
They'll be giving away $10,000 in cash prizes, apparently.
Wow. Maybe I could get better.
Yeah.
$10,000.
I don't think it's in one lump. I'm sure they spread it out a little bit. But
Smash Park.
Yeah.
Bags.
Bags, if you're good.
Sunday.
That's where you go.
Was it Sunday?
Or yeah, Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. Well, is that in, competition with the... Big game?
I think it's like a pregame.
All right. Because you can
It'll finish prior to the start of the game.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. So it'll be going on all day, I'm sure. Let's see here. What else? Next week.
Yeah.
And also, so Saturday, Drake Men play
basketball,
Knapp Center. They also play Wednesday next week.
Got it.
Southern Illinois and Bradley, how do you feel about them?
I hate them both. As a matter of fact, my brother is a graduate of Southern Illinois. Go Salukis.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is he rooting for the Salukis?
No, not me. He might. But, I used to work in that town.
Is that right?
Long time ago, yeah.
I've been everywhere.
And man, I've been everywhere.
That should be your theme song. That open song?
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, right. Me and Johnny Cash.
More sports. Iowa Wolves play Saturday. And Tuesday next week.
Who are they playing?
Agua Caliente.
What?
Clippers. It's the Clippers farm team or whatever. Yeah. And then Tuesday they play the Westchester Knicks.
Worse. Bad. Hate them.
This is a moment of silence for Kobe.
That was a shocker, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, shocker.
You know, I mean, people die every day. I get this.
Yeah.
Okay? And the I think what made it so traumatic, bad enough, but with his daughter going down
yeah.
too, you know, and the other family members that were involved in that, all nine people perished in that. Oh, it was just yeah.
disaster.
It was bad. Bad, 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 bad.
Hard to... You know, Kobe's about my age. I remember when Kobe got drafted, I remember thinking, you know, when Kobe retires, then I'll know I'm old.
Congratulations.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, also, the Iowa Wild play this week. They play Friday tonight against the Grand Rapids Griffins, and then they take on the San Antonio Rampage on Wednesday
people.
Next week.
I hate them. Wednesday.
Did you get out to that game the other night? I know you were going to go.
Which
did
one?
You
which
take
one?
The cowbell? Did you get out there?
Yeah, I did, I think.
Yeah. You can't even remember.
No.
You got so much going on.
So much going on, man.
Bring the cowbell everywhere you
yeah,
go
exactly.
nowadays.
Just, yeah, I showed up at a political event with a cowbell. You know, wrong place.
Well, I'm not kidding about the cowbell. Yeah.
Oh, that's
actually has a cowbell sitting here on the table.
Yeah, that's a big cowbell.
It is a big. I mean, I was just.
You were just.
I could really
it.
Bang that thing if
oh,
needed.
Yeah.
The cows really respond to that?
The dogs do.
Clearly.
Yeah, clearly. Studio audience goes wild.
Studio audience loves it. Next week. How's your green thumb, Michael?
You know, my green thumb is not too bad.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
You said that as if you know someone that maybe,
well, you know,
maybe
my,
their
my,
green thumb isn't
well,
up to par.
I hate to admit this, but my bride loves planting. Things.
Yeah.
Loves to plant.
Loves to plant. That's, not so much the.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Not the care and the treatment, but I want to plant all of this stuff in the garden and then it just goes to weeds.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah. Sorry, honey.
Well, this might be for her. Starting seeds indoors at the botanical gardens. Wonder why some seeds just won't germinate?
Right.
Tired of stringing seedlings? Learn how to help seeds overcome dormancy and tips for growing healthy seedlings indoors.
Got it.
Take them home.
All right.
Botanical Garden.
Botanical Garden.
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday evening, 5:30.
Do you find it difficult?
Yes.
To get out of the house after you get home during the winter?
Oh, especially. Oh, there's no getting out of the house after I get home. By the time I get home,
done,
no.
Right? It's tough.
It's dark. It feels like
I know the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I know. We went to a beer caucus the other night.
Yeah,
yeah.
How was that?
That was fun.
Sounds like a disaster.
No, it was great fun. I mean, they rather than vote for various candidates, you voted for your favorite.
Who won?
Beer. I can't remember. I think it was. I think it was either Numbnut. This is a 515 Brewing, Numbnut or Puppy Jake. Maybe it was Puppy Jake. Yeah.
So is that indicative of what's that? You know, if you're reading the tea leaves, what's that say about?
Yeah, it says that we like dogs, Puppy Jake. I will say, who was there was Evie Steyer. This is Tom Steyer's daughter.
Okay,
came by. There was 108 of us at this event.
Yeah,
and they were just it was just a fun event and explaining how the caucuses work and the changes. Mm-hmm. But Evie Steyer was there, and they. Offered her the opportunity to speak.
Yeah.
And so I watched, this is the daughter of Tom Steyer, who's a presidential candidate. It was amazing. The cadence and her mannerisms looked just like her dad.
Really?
Yeah. Put them in a room, you go, oh yeah, I know you guys. Yeah. That was fun.
Huh. Okay. Next Thursday, Des Moines Home and Garden Show.
It's back.
More green thumb opportunities.
Yeah.
Features over 400 exhibitors, 1,000 experts, and amazing feature gardens. National, local celebrities will also
it's
be there.
Big deal.
It is. And it'll be going on next weekend. We'll talk about next week also, I'm sure. But, maybe your bride can get some tips on the cultivation.
I'm on
She
thin...
listened to this every time?
No, I hope not. I'm already on thin ice because I said that. It's always bad, I have a problem with just being too transparent sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just shut up, Michael. I'll be sleeping on the couch forever now.
Thursday at Blank Park Zoo.
Hmm.
Hope for the Wild speaker series.
Hope. So
bringing in people to talk about.
Talk about wildlife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry Schnur, Climate Change in Iowa, 4 p.m. There and 7 on Thursday at the zoo.
Do the zoo.
When was the last time you were at the zoo?
This one?
Any zoo.
Oh, I was at the Harry Dorley Zoo. I think that's in Omaha. Right?
No idea.
Yeah, Dorley Zoo in Omaha. I was there. Let's see. She's 11. I was there when our granddaughter Jovi was maybe 2 or 3.
What was the highlight?
Hot dogs. The hot dogs. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. All week, I'm going to mention the Diary of Anne Frank again. I know how you feel about that.
No, that's okay. Diary of Mary is better. Anyway. Mary Bird.
That's going on at the Playhouse. Danica and Jeb going on to Stoner Theater.
Danica and Jeb?
Yeah. What do you think
Danica,
this is?
Danica Patrick? And Jeb Bush?
That would be a show I would pay to see.
Yeah, me too.
That's not this show. That's okay. A different show. If you hear the term acoustic duo, you imagine two people sitting on stools, lightly strumming guitars, singing about how life was treated them poorly.
Yeah.
Think again.
No, of course.
Danica and Jeb are dynamic, uplifting, and fun.
That's what we need. Dynamic, uplifting, and fun.
Great race car driver. And
yeah, that's what I thought. You know, Danica Patrick and Jeb Bush.
Former governor of Florida.
I'd go see that.
That's an odd couple.
Yeah, I think maybe. Sign me up. I want to go see this.
And last but not least, Jason Aldean's coming Thursday.
Jason Aldean, he's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what's your judgment time?
Which one do I think I'm going to go
to?
Which
you taking?
I think we're going to learn how to cultivate at the botanical garden.
All right.
Yeah. What about you? Where are you going? All right, we're going to both do the big game, of course.
Yeah.
But
that's the can't miss. I'd probably go, I like history. I might be going to the Terrace Hill Tea and Talk.
Oh, there you go.
I also take, actually, Diary and Frank.
That'd be good.
Yep.
Remember, when you go to Tea and Talk, pinky up.
Is that right?
When you have your tea. That's right.
Is that how you do it?
That's it. Yeah.
Gloves?
White. Of course.
You think they're... Let us bring the cowbell.
Oh, the cowbell is probably out. Jeff Fitz, ladies and gentlemen, the managing editor of City View Magazine. Stuff to do in the Metro. This weekend into next week. Jeffrey, thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
All right, we got to clear on out of here. That concludes another broadcast week. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now, arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.